T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway, and we are live at Lecom Park in beautiful Bradenton, Florida. Our spring training coverage on KDKA Radio, presented by BradentonGulfIslands.com. You can enjoy the winter home of the Pirates, Bradenton, Anna Maria Island, Longboat Key. People find that they return year after year, and you can plan your trip now at BradentonGulfIslands.com. We were out on the island last night. Gorgeous sunset
at the Sandbar, and joining us on site here at Lecom Park on his day off, the great Bob.
I got a lot of days off.
Really? Bob, you've been doing the games as the color analyst for 24 seasons and, of course, pitched for the Pirates for 10. So you've been around this organization a long, long time. We appreciate you coming over.
Oh, no problem. Love coming up here. Really, I'm at the age now where I'm up an hour before the sun anyway, every day.
So. Isn't that doesn't matter. That's just not fair.
What you do, what you guys do, is not so amazing to me now as it was, say, 10 years ago.
Getting up at that early.
Yeah,
hour.
It's starting to become very natural.
Hope springs eternal every spring, Bob, and we come down here and we see these young guys in the clubhouse, and they're excited about being here, and they see a lot of hope.
Well, yeah, there's going to have to be some, good stories for us to do well this year. Guys like that have been here for a while, like, say, Polanco, he's going to have to, finally have that year where he puts a whole 6 months together and, hopefully has an all-star type season. I mean, he's more than capable of that. You can go around the field and say, okay, well, we know what Marte could be capable of. So there's some good things that certainly could happen. As always on any team, whether you're the Yankees or the Dodgers or whoever, it is still going to come down to that starting pitching. It does with everybody, and we got some youngsters out there that are going to have to not only don't take a step back, but actually need to take a step forward. Not saying that they can or it's not likely or anything like that, but that's a you need to do that. We need to have that happen this year, that another year of good health in that rotation and the young guys come through.
There's no grind in sports like baseball, day in and day
marathon
out.
Marathon race, yeah.
It is, and so much can change in a season. But when you lose the face of the team and Andrew McCutchen and Gerrit Cole, one of the aces, we all knew that was coming, or we're pretty sure it was coming, and it did. Mm-hmm. And we wish Andrew McCutchen well, but as everybody, especially here, they want to move on. They have to move on. And the fans have to know that there's a team that can compete at very least.
Well, they'll compete as well as they have the last 2 years. What are you going to compare it to?
Can they be better than the last two?
Can we get back to 2013?
Well, yeah, you can. Is that likely? I don't know. I mean, that's debatable. But I would say we should certainly not be any worse than we have the last couple of years. I mean,
what happened?
We haven't done any. Well, the offense really has been a big problem. Well, we really fell behind, I think, the rest of baseball in this home run thing that they got going on. The only place you can really hit kind of a little easier to hit home runs in our ballpark is kind of straightaway right field. Everywhere else is really kind of fair. So it's been a situation where we just aren't, getting the ball over the fence like a lot of other teams are. Hopefully we can improve on that this year. I already mentioned, Polanco could be a big part of that. The rotation, you look back to, how we got to the wild card situation from the previous 20 years. And, you start really taking things apart, and you're thinking about, okay, A.J. Burnett, Francisco Liriano, right. Jay Happ that came in. And we had another ended up going and pitching in Miami for a couple of years. I can't I don't know, my mind's gone blank now, but he had a real good year with us and then, you know, kind of turned around his career and then went on somewhere else, a free agency. But that was really a big part of it. And then you had Cole join those guys, and you know, he's that one year I thought he might win the Cy Young. I mean, he was well on his way to doing that before he kind of cooled down the last maybe a third of the season. But those were the big reasons, is the offense did enough and that starting rotation was absolutely outstanding for really 3 years.
Hey, we want to ask you in a little bit about the changes Major League Baseball is trying to invoke to speed up the game. Last year was longest average game time.
What was it, 305?
Almost 3 hours and 5 minutes. And get your thoughts, especially as a former pitcher. We're with Bob Watt.
Mound visits. We want to talk about
at Lecom Park in Bradenton with your Pirates on KDK Radio. You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA, and I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway.
And our Bring Back the Bucks tour, Pirates broadcaster and former pitcher Bob Watt. What was your first year, Bob, that you came to back then McKechnie Field?
I was here for just a couple of days in 84 because I got released by the Braves over on the other side of Florida in West
right.
Palm Beach. I came over here and I don't know, signed a contract or something, and then they allowed me to go to Atlanta and get some stuff that I had there and take that back to California before I went to Hawaii, which was the AAA team for the Pirates at that time. So that was my first. Well, I had in 1980, I guess, would have been the first time I ever played here. But I was on the other side of the diamond at that point. I was over with the Phillies. We stayed in the old barn, which was down at the other end, and had a wooden floor that you would get splinters, and you had to wear your shower shoes for sure. Nobody could, you know, the heads of the nails were kind of sticking up and stuff.
Oh, jeez.
All the lockers were just, you know, they just were like wood frame chicken wire affairs.
Well, really, up until they redid this ballpark in the clubhouse. I mean, it wasn't all that long ago.
No, they started work on I'm pretty sure they redid the actual playing surface real late in the 80s, 88, something like that. And then they got to work on the field. I mean, the field was, you know, a high school bleachers type thing,
right.
Like the ones you can move around with a tractor and stuff. I mean, that's what was right here, next to where we're sitting now. There was old folding chairs. The press box was just an actual wooden box on stilts back there behind home plate.
Oh my goodness!
That would weave back and forth in the wind.
Come a long way. So we have prepared 10 questions. We're asking all the broadcasters.
So we'll start with, although this one might be obvious, maybe it isn't. What sport did you play as a child?
I just played baseball.
Just baseball.
I mean, I played all the other sports, but in an organized fashion, other than just going down to the park, shooting baskets, going to the gym. I really loved basketball. I was a little taller than everybody else, but I was real skinny. But baseball was my grandfather's passion. He's the one that kind of, I remember watching the games with him. And
did he get to see you play in the majors?
Yes, he did. He did.
Oh, that's cool.
He got to see. He never saw me as a Pirate, but he did see me as a Philly and a Brave. So,
all right. Who was your hero growing up, sports hero?
Well, growing up in L.A., I liked the Lakers back then. You know, Jerry West days.
Right.
You know, they had really good team. That was before the, you know, the future good teams that they were going to have. But
right.
they really I love listening. Everything was on the radio back then. You know, you never saw nothing on TV. So, you know, I listened to Chick Hearn, and he had described the action left to right across your dial, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I like listening to that sort of thing. And then football was the Rams with Roman Gabriel and Jack Snow.
Roman Gabriel, yeah.
And then my baseball, the guy that I liked a lot early on, I was an Angel fan more than I was a Dodger fan, so I liked Jim Fregosi a lot. He was the star shortstop of your team, so that naturally was kind of like the guy you were drawn to. And then when he got traded for Nolan Ryan, I don't know if there was a game that Nolan Ryan pitched where I wasn't listening on my radio. I thought that was – it was always exciting. He was – it could be a blow-up to where he'd throw 200 pitches in the first four innings or you know, but there was also going to be 100 strikeouts there too. So it was always a great thrill to listen every night and find out how Nolan was going to do.
All right, we're into our lightning round.
All right. Favorite baseball movie?
The one Game of Your Own, the one with the girls.
League of Your Own.
Tom Hanks. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Laid back or road rage as a driver?
I've gone from road rage to being very laid back now. I've evolved.
You've mellowed.
I've evolved.
All right. Fair enough. Favorite food?
Tacos.
Oh, best spot for coffee.
Ooh, best spot for coffee. I would say any major league clubhouse.
Yeah, good.
Especially 20 years ago.
Rock gut coffee, no doubt.
The rocket fuel.
Never miss TV show.
Oh, man, I don't watch much TV anymore. In spring training, because I always have the grand girls and everybody down watching, it's always the NSPAC now on ABC now. It's the singing show.
American Idol.
Yeah, we have to watch that.
Which
all
is
the
back
time.
Now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
just,
so,
yeah,
so,
you're
so
right.
So
you
I can see it again.
Reality TV, I'm guessing not.
Or not.
Not. No, I don't watch any reality TV. Reality's every day.
All right. Who would play you in a movie?
Oh, great question.
Who would play you?
Me?
Joe Block said Macaulay Culkin would play him.
That's a great one. I have somebody with a
special sense of humor?
Maybe scratchy voice, kind of, and who knows? That's a tough one for you.
A
guys
young
have
Robert
to
De Niro.
No, nobody like that's known or good.
If he was still around,
have to be somebody. It would have to be a B actor, that's for sure.
A B. Yeah.
And the 10th final question, will the Pirates make the playoffs?
Oh, sure. I see about 125 wins this year.
Frank's listening.
No doubt.
Bob Walk, we enjoy your work. John and I are fans of broadcast, and, you know, we've told Frank a million times, listening to you guys is like continuing soap opera of night to night, and we follow the thread. So thank you for coming over this morning.
No problem. Enjoy it. And, you know, there's no predicting what's going to happen this year, but I know it's going to be interesting. We're going to have a lot of stories to talk about, and got our fingers crossed for good stories.
Keep your chairs upright and have a great season.
Thank you, John.
You had to bring that up. Bob Walker, KDK Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.